My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 14th day of February, 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia. A little cold, you know, it's not too bad, comfortable. At least we didn't get any of the snow that went up the East Coast. Glad for that. Happy Valentine's Day, folks. This is, of course, Valentine's Day. I did see that Laura Wooldridge is over there in the chat room. She says, Happy Valentine's Day. Same to you. Yo, yo, Brooklyn in the house. Eddie's here. Gary Older Than Dirt's with us. Good morning, Gary. Of course, I was on two cruises back-to-back with Gary. Steve's here out in Kentucky. Anyway, got a nice little start here in the chat room. I got several things to cover this morning, folks. First, I'll go over the headlines before we get to the news stories. Top story today, and I had trouble deciding what I was going to make the top story. There's not anything that jumps out at me as being huge, but anyway, Carnival orders another XL class ship. I have as the lead story. Also this morning, the Carnival Vista delayed return. Norwegian backtracks Ocho Rios back on schedule. A passenger death on board the World Cruise. Man, they've had troubles on that cruise. And lots more live here at 11 o'clock. If you're listening via the podcast, welcome aboard. You can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. All right, bring you up on what's been happening in my world. Yesterday's show was at the butt crack of dawn because I had an oncology appointment. And so I did the show early yesterday. Some of you were with me early. Some of you caught it at 11 o'clock, which was fine. It was up and running by then. The oncology appointment went fine. Before I left there, they said everything looks good, but we're waiting on some of the blood work to get back. One of the things that I had complained about was hand cramps, and I didn't know if it was specifically attributed to the chemo that I'm on, the oral chemo that I'm on, or a side effect of that, or if it was just something that was happening. And they said, well, we'll order up tests for, I don't know, several chemicals. Calcium and what's the other one that you use for cramps? Anyway, I've taken pills for that before. Anyway, she said, well, we'll specifically check your levels on that. So when we're done with the appointment, she said, well, I haven't gotten those results back. How about if I'll call you sometime this afternoon and we'll discuss it further? And I said, okay. So sure enough, she called me yesterday afternoon and she said, your levels are perfectly normal. So something else is causing the cramps. I said, okay, what do you want me to do about it? She said, try stretching your hands. Now, I was doing this on the phone, so I'm not sure I have any idea what stretching your hands means. Maybe I can Google that. But anyway, she said, try stretching your hands. Okay, I'll try stretching my hands. So anyway, it went fine. I go back again for my semi-annual leprechaun injection in April. Not a pleasant day, but it's a day. This morning, about 8 o'clock, phone rings. And I answer it, and it says, this is BR549 Ralph. He didn't say that. From SafeLight. An appointment at 1 o'clock this afternoon for him to come replace my windshield, which, you know, I picked up a stone while I was on the road and then it spiderwebbed all over the place. So I called at an appointment set up at 1 o'clock today. And he says, when will that car be available? I said, it's available all day. It's just sitting there. He said, well, can I come do it now? I said, yeah, I don't care. He said, okay. I said, do you need the keys or anything? He said, well, if it's locked up. Yeah, I said, it's not. It's open. He said, okay, then I don't need anything. I said, okay, when you get done, just open the front door and come in the house and holler. And I said, if I'm on the air, you know, that's fine. I'll tell my audience that you're coming, you know, just ignore it for a couple of seconds while I take care of paying the bill. Okay. So, man, it was like 20 minutes later. I'm sitting here. I'm not even paying any attention to the guy outside with the windshield. It's like 20 minutes later. He calls me again. He said, I just want to let you know, I'm walking in your house. I said, okay, come on in. Go through the living room and you make like a U on. So he came in kind of shy. He says, I'm not used to walking into people's houses. I said, well, when you're handicapped, sometimes you do things a little different. He laughed. He said, okay. So I gave him my credit card. He paid the bill. I paid the bill. And he left. He was here 20 minutes. And I got a new job. I would like to see how he do it. Yeah, he says, pretty quick. The other thing worth mentioning, 2 days ago, everybody was screaming at me that the audio was all screwed up. Well, what I found out was that the pluggy thingy on this edge of my computer that this thing plugs into, one of these things, only the one that I had my microphone or whatever I was using that day goes into that plug. Well, it turns out the plug has a short in it. I guess it's worn out because the same plug has been there forever. And, you know, I use it all the time. So that's where the short came from. Well, I have an outlet on the other side. It just goes this way instead of going this way. So I plugged it in with a little box thing. So I now have my headset back, which is nice. And I had to take my little, I still use a mouse. I can't do the finger thing. I'm terrible with that. So I have a little mouse thingy that goes in that hole, you know, into a little box, and it goes to the computer. So now I'm happy. And you should be able to hear me. If you can't, don't forget August 14th is going to be the next cruising with Chili. Yeah, cruising with Chili, that's what we call it. From Vancouver to Anchorage. And I'm way behind, but I'll get information out to everybody on that. But it's a good deal on insides or on a balcony. All Alaska cruises this year, balconies are horribly overpriced. Just telling you. All right. Thumbs up button. That helps the channel out a lot. And if you haven't subscribed, please do. Doesn't cost anything. Me out, which is a good thing. And I'd appreciate it. So, and hit the notification. You'll be notified when I go live or when a new video goes up. And I'm doing video stuff every day. All right, the top story today, folks, actually getting to the more serious. No, I'm not getting to the serious thing yet. Before I get to that, Rochelle is in Singapore for Chinese New Year. So, several days here, I've missed out on posting her pictures. So I'll do the celebration in Singapore. And that's Rochelle, of course. She's, she's had a huge, almost 2 years since I sailed with her. My goodness. She's been at sea more than I have. And that's going some. All right. So the top story today comes from our friends over at Carnival. Actually, I have two stories from Carnival today. Carnival Cruise Line has announced that they've placed an order for the fourth XL class cruise ship that will debut in the spring of 2027. The new XL class ship will be 180,000 gross tons, carry 6,400 passengers, and be a sister ship to Mardi Gras, Carnival Celebration, and Carnival Jubilee. Carnival did not say when the name of the fourth XL class ship would be made public, but it will be built at Meyer Werft again. So another new ship from Carnival. Another big ship from Carnival. Again, I have not been on any of the Mardi Gras Celebration or Jubilee. And yes, I need to. I'm well aware of that. So, but another one coming. All right. I'll be back with a couple more stories. Not a whole lot of news today, folks. After a quick word from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, so also from Carnival, the Carnival Vista is currently crossing the Atlantic on its way to Port Canaveral. However, due to inclement weather, the ship will arrive a day later than scheduled. The scheduled sailing, actually tomorrow, February the 15th, will be reduced to 2 days and will now depart on the 16th. So guests who were booked on this cruise will receive a prorated refund for the missed stay, as well as onboard credit to spend on the two-night now cruise. So it was going to be a three-nighter to welcome the ship back. That got changed. All right. Norwegian, this was kind of funky. Norwegian has informed passengers aboard the Escape. Oh, I just got to tell you another story about the Escape, too. Of a notable itinerary adjustment, the ship will now port at Reynolds Pier in Ocho Rios, and actually that's today. This change replaces the previously scheduled stop at Falmouth, which was announced a couple days ago. There was three cruises on the Escape that were going to Falmouth instead of going to Ocho Rios because of the damage to the pier. Well, now they're erasing that and saying, no, we're not going to Falmouth. We're going to Ocho Rios again, at least on the one that's scheduled there today. A lot of notice, folks. Anyway, it was supposed to land at Turtle Bay, and it's going to Reynolds. Now, I've been to both. There's nothing to do at Ocho Rios at Reynolds. I mean, literally nothing. You have to walk through some really cruddy stuff to get up to the road, and the road is two lanes, narrow. Cars go screaming down it. You can't ride any place or walk any place. It's not like it at the other pier. The other pier's not bad in Ocho Rios. At least there's something to do, unless you know, take an excursion, of course. Due to the repairs on the damaged pier, Norwegian Escape was forced to move its visit to Jamaica to Falmouth, closer to Montego Bay. However, it will now utilize the cargo-capable Reynolds Pier in Ocho Rios, returning crews to its original itinerary. Just keep the people screwed up, folks. Again, if I had my choice of the matter, I'd go to Falmouth. I like Falmouth. I'm just not crazy about Ocho Rios. I mean, you know, admittedly, the Turtle Bay, there's something to do. But to me, they should have left it like it was and go to Falmouth. All right. Royal Caribbean has confirmed that a guest has passed away during the Serenade of the Seas ongoing world cruise. The announcement was first shared by a social media from another guest on board. And while that video has now been removed, the cruise line has confirmed the death in a statement provided to the media. Out of the privacy of the guests and their family, Royal Caribbean has released no further information. Other travelers on the cruise have shared that the passenger was an elderly woman who appeared to have been aboard the ship for a shorter segment of the cruise rather than the full world sailing. All right, and some good news for once. The Norwegian Joy is going to be back in business. She's completed a three-week dry dock in Damen Ship Repair in Rotterdam, boasting new venues and a fresh new look. The ship received enhancements all over, including new Mandara Spa wellness area and the Haven Suite area improvements, as well as updated design and decor in many of the public spaces. I really like Joy as she was, so I definitely want to get on her again and see what improvements or enhancements they've made. I would have Joy up there in my top five ships that I've liked of all the ships I've sailed on. That was an excellent cruise, excellent ship, excellent service, excellent food, excellent everything. I liked the Joy. I had a good group of people on it too. That was the other thing that really made that cruise as well, was the people that I was with. So, all right, I told you that, folks, there's not a whole lot of news today. That wraps up the news portion, so let's go see who is fussing at me in the chat room. I mentioned the guys who were here at the start. Mike's with us. Hi, Mike. Gretchen's here from Ohio. Hi, Gretchen. Florence says, happy Valentine's Day. Uh-oh. Gary says, my voice is breaking up again. Janet says, audio's still not good. Damn. Laura says, breaking up a lot. Oh, man. You might want to use a stress ball to squeeze to stretch your hands. Okay. Audio is much better now. I feel awful for those people on the Sun Princess who just found out their cruise was canceled this Sunday. Yeah. Audio is okay later in the program. Okay, well, good. I have no idea why that happened. So I guess I'm going to have to investigate some more. Because I'm not sure why I'm shorting out then. Anyway, all right, guys. That's going to wrap me up for today. Today's Wednesday. Yes, it's Wednesday. I'll be back here, same channel, same time, all that stuff, tomorrow. So, at any rate, guys, I appreciate all of you being here. Don't forget to smash that thumbs up button. That helps me out a bunch. And please consider subscribing if you haven't done so already. We're heading toward 10,000. 10,000 subscribers by next Tuesday. We'll see. All right, guys. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising. And hopefully we'll all get together on the high seas, just like Gary Older Than Dirt and I did the last 2 weeks. Y'all have a great day, everybody. I'll see everybody back here tomorrow morning. Thanks, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.